Honey, the kids are going nuts. Everybody's stir crazy. And my patience is running thin.
It's almost lunchtime. Why don't we go to Caitlin's? Their food is amazing. And they have those awesome baskets filled with fun to keep the kids pacified and entertained.
Oh, that sounds perfect. What is it you like to get there again?
Ooh, for starters, I love their green chili and chicken nachos. Then, I usually get Mo's queso with the ground chuck patty, cheddar, and jack cheese, diced onions, tomatoes, and green chilies between two warm flour tortillas. Served with a side of green or red chili. Yum! What about you?
Well, I'm famished, so I think I'll get one of their 13 sandwiches. Maybe I'll get one of each. And I love the way you can get their sandwiches made into wraps instead. Maybe one of their bacon green chili cheeseburgers or their salads or
honey,
or their
rein it in.
Mushrooms.
Kids, we're going to Caitlin's.
Caitlin's Restaurant, at the corner of Mississippi and South Birch Street, just east of Colorado Boulevard in Glendale. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Caitlin's Restaurant. You'll love it every bite of the way.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back. The Champions of the People Injury Show. We are injury attorneys. We do cases all over the state of Colorado, and we have for over 30 years, all four corners of the state. And in between, we have an office in Denver and an office in Steamboat Springs, and we travel all over the state. We've done jury trials in Durango, Sterling, Colorado, Grand Junction, and Steamboat Springs, and in between, Fort Collins. So you can call us on a workers' compensation matter or an accident matter, a motorcycle injury, a truck accident injury, a bicycle injury, a premises liability. What's that? You go into a big store and they got dangerous conditions in there and you injure yourself and you fall. We've done those cases and we still do them. 303-795-5900, 303-795-5900, our website, championsofthepeople.com. Okay. What is this deal with this product called Roundup? You know, it's a weed killer. It's a spray, right? What is the deal? And we deal with these cases all the time, product liability, pharmaceutical devices, medical devices, liability. And now we're going to talk about the product called Roundup, manufactured by Monsanto. And I believe Bayer Aspirin, the Bayer company just bought out the company. But first of all, we're going to explain to you what happens to these cases when you have a case. Before we get into the specifics of Roundup, when you have a case, Brad. So individual cases are filed across the country on these manufacturers. And when you see the documents, when you get into these cases and see the documents of what the manufacturers knew and what they do know, and they don't warn you about, think about this. Most of these cases, if not all the cases, are warning cases, failure to warn. Wow, I didn't know that. Yeah, failure to warn. So, Brad, let's cover basically the difference between class action, because everybody hears about class action, and MDLs, multi-district litigation, to begin with.
Well, the multi-district litigation, the mass torts multi-district litigation, is a situation where you'll have a lot of cases going on throughout the country, because a lot of people have used Roundup, or a lot of people have used a different product that might be a subject matter of litigation. And those people have their individual cases, and they're trying their individual cases. They're applying their individual liability to it and their individual damages, and each case maintains a distinct, separate case. Now, because there may be so many, if there's 1,000 of them or 2,000 or 3,000, a judge or the judges that are involved in those will say, what we're going to do is we're going to make this into a mass tort. We're going to make it into one where we have a lot of cases throughout the country, and we're going to organize the discovery process and the discovery procedure that's going to go on. So the same person from the company doesn't give 1,000 depositions. The same person from the company gives one deposition, maybe more than one, depending on how it comes down, when it comes down, but not very many depositions, and is going to give that. And that deposition then becomes discovery information in every case, but the case itself is still going to remain its own unique case that's going to be subject to being tried in the particular jurisdiction where the case has been filed. It's doing nothing more than the mass tort is for the purposes of trying to get this, the discovery completed for each case that's going to apply. Now, that's one way. That's mass torts litigation. Each case maintains its own distinct character and is brought by the lawyers. Sometimes those cases get settled as a group in mass, and they get resolved in mass based on the different information that each plaintiff has as far as their injuries and what's happened. Sometimes they're not, and they're kicked back to each particular jurisdiction to try a case. So if there's 100 of you who've called us at our office on the roundup cases, and we've taken your cases and we're trying them, we may end up with 100 trials that we're going to do right here in Colorado, right here in our own jurisdiction, if our jurisdiction applies, if we meet that requirement, the necessary requirements, and we're going to try those cases. That's different from a class action suit. A class action suit is where you're going to have really one case going on, and you're going to have representative plaintiffs. And those representative plaintiffs are going to carry out their discovery, once again, on behalf of the entire class. But that's going to lead to one case and one trial that's going to go on at some jurisdiction that has to be decided once the class is certified and once you have the class. So that's the basic difference. There's a lot of nuances to everything I've said, but those are the basic differences you have between a mass tort case versus a class action case.
Right. You know, so mass torts is one, are individual lawsuits. So there might be lawsuits filed in Georgia, Texas, North Carolina, New Jersey, Colorado, Oregon, right? And so there might be hundreds of lawsuits, so they get consolidated into what's called an MDL, a multi-district litigation. Why is that important for you? We're talking about Roundup right now. So if you have a loved one that's been affected and or killed outright by Roundup, the cancer, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, cancer, there's a specific type of cancer, we'll get to that in the show. So if you have somebody that's been affected, why does the MDL affect you? Because then you can get consolidated with 100, 200, 300, thousands of other plaintiffs across the United States, of other injured people, of other families that have been affected by Roundup. You can get consolidated into the case, and it gives you power in the numbers. So there's a chance you can win the war. Just like an automobile accident, you need a legal game plan, right? You can get our book, Legal Game Plan. It applies to product liabilities. It applies to you winning the war, period. So if you have somebody that has been diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and you meet the criteria, you can win this war. If you go at it individually, it's harder. And so, Brad, let's talk just a little bit about the fact of the science. We always, in these multi-district litigations, you have what's called Science Day, Science Event. And that basically means that you have to be able to prove that Roundup and the chemical components in Roundup caused the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which caused the serious illness, treatment, death, hundreds of thousands of dollars in medical bills. It caused it. So that's the science. So let's talk about Science Day, because you have to have experts, and that's where the power come in numbers on the MDL and multi-district litigation.
Sure. We understand that when we our bodies have certain immunity functions and certain immunity abilities. And one of the types of immunity abilities that we have is we have white blood cells. And anybody who's been through their history classes recalls that white blood cells normally are an integral part of our immune system. And our lymph nodes or our lymphocytes, the lymphocytes are the part of the lymph nodes that are a part of our immune system, and they protect us from germs. That's their job. That's their goal. And when you start having a problem with those lymph nodes and the lymphocytes, then you have what's known as lymphoma. And there are many, many different kinds of lymphomas that you need to deal with or that can be diagnosed. The doctors can look in and determine whether you have what's known as a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Why is that important? That's important because one of the things we try to do is we try and determine why you have lymphoma. What is the problem? And lymphoma is nothing more than, but what it is, it's a poor immune function where the white blood cells are not working the way they are, the lymph nodes are not working the way they are. You start to notice problems such as fevers and night sweats and weight loss and tiredness and maybe some itching. And there starts being a need to go in and find out what's wrong with you. And when you find out you have this type of cancer, it's considered a type of cancer, you realize you have some problems.
So, you know, you might be saying, well, I don't get it, Gary. I don't get it, Brad. I mean, how can Monsanto be responsible for this legally? What's the legal category or box they fit in? Okay, well, you would get it. You would get it once you've lost a loved one or if you contracted cancer by this the chemical ingredients, once it's studied under a microscope and the doctor has determined that this is non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, right? And so, and they look for, frankly, in the sciences, they look for the Reed-Sternberg cell, okay? If the Reed-Sternberg cell is not present once they have it diagnosed and looked under the microscope, then the lymphoma is classified as non-Hodgkin's. That's the cancer that the components and chemical agreements, the ingredients, the science shows causes the cancer. Well, I still don't get it. Why do you hold Monsanto responsible? How does this all work? What if we told you that the documents and proof show that the company failed to warn? Those are important words. Most of these cases are based on failure to warn. They failed to warn. They knew, right? They knew that this chemical and these chemical components would cause or likely cause non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, but they didn't tell you. How do you feel about that? Oh, well, I don't think they really knew. Well, look at the documents. And if they knew and they didn't tell you and they did it for years and they took a calculated risk that we're going to set aside billions of dollars over here on the side because sooner or later we know here come the lawyers and here come the injured victims, right? And so that's one way you look at it. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900 at 795-5900. We're glad to talk to you. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. Brad, right before we go to break, let's emphasize to everybody that you must have a diagnosis and you must have exposure, which we're going to cover in the next segment of the show, but you must have a diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma or you don't fall into this right category.
Right. And that's one of the things that your doctor will naturally do when you're starting to be, when they start thinking you have lymphoma, they're going to do the testing to determine what kind of lymphoma you have. There are many different strains of lymphoma that the doctors have to look at, and they have to determine what may be the problem and why you're having, or what is the cause of your particular lymphoma and what kind you have, so they can give appropriate treatment and they can determine the appropriate cause.
You can call us anytime, Bell and Pollock, Champions of the People, 303-795-5900. All of our books are on our website, championsofthepeople.com. You can download an e-copy for free. If you want a hard copy, all you have to do is call our law firm at 303-795-5900, and we will send you a free hard copy of our book. Next up, Roundup causes cancer, certain type of cancer, kills people, hundreds of thousands of dollars in medical bills. Bell and Pollock. We'll be right back.
Honey, the kids are going nuts. Everybody's stir crazy. And my patience is running thin.
It's almost lunchtime. Why don't we go to Caitlin's? Their food is amazing. And they have those awesome baskets filled with fun to keep the kids pacified and entertained.
Oh, that sounds perfect. What is it you like to get there again?
Ooh, for starters, I love their green chili and chicken nachos. Then, I usually get Moe's queso with the ground chuck patty, cheddar, and jack cheese, diced onions, tomatoes, and green chilies between two warm flour tortillas, served with a side of green or red chili. Yum! What about you?
Well, I'm famished, so I think I'll get one of their 13 sandwiches. Maybe I'll get one of each. And I love the way you can get their sandwiches made into wraps instead. Maybe one of their bacon green chili cheese burgers or their salads or
honey,
or their
rein it in. Kids, we're going to Caitlin's.
Caitlin's Restaurant at the corner of Mississippi and South Birch Street, just east of Colorado Boulevard in Glendale. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Caitlin's Restaurant. You'll love it every bite of the way.
It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell & Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell with the law firm of Bell & Pollock. This is Your Legal Minute. You know, we're injury attorneys. We're here to help you, to teach you, to educate you. You're injured in a car crash. You're going to talk to the insurance adjuster for the very first time. Maybe the second time. They're going to say, well, we're going to send you out a few forms. You fill them out and send them back to us. Should you do that? No. Part of those forms are releases. You're releasing your medical records to the insurance company, and probably they're going to be able to republish them to any place they want to. Do you want that? Do you want your medical records going to an insurance database, a central insurance database, where hundreds of insurance companies can access your records because you signed their few forms? I don't think so. You're not going to sign their questionnaire. You're not going to sign their few forms. You're going to call Bell and Pollock. ChampionsOfThePeople.com. We're there to help you.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at ChampionsOfThePeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back. Fasten your seatbelt. The Bell and Pollock Legal Show is the Champions of the People Injury Show. You know, we do a live call-in show every Saturday morning at 7 o'clock on KHOW. That's 6:30 on the AM dial, 7 o'clock in the morning. You can call us on any legal subject there. We do it as a community service, and we've done it literally for years. We do that even though we're injury attorneys. We answer your questions. You have a place to go where you can ask legal questions, and we cover interesting topics there, like what is immunity? You hear about immunity in the news all the time. What is immunity? What does it mean? You can hear our show, 7 o'clock, live call-in show. Okay, you start with the product roundup. We're talking about non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. If you don't have, or if you haven't been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, then you don't fall in the right category classification for this type of case. But if you do, then other questions have to be answered. You know, Brad, so one of the things you get into is, do you get into, you know, where did the victim use the Roundup product? Did they use it at home? Did they use it at work? And, you know, exposure to this product on a continuous basis or a long-term basis is one of the main ingredients in this whole enterprise.
If you talk about Roundup, and I'm sitting here trying to think, Gary, and I'd be willing to bet maybe it's one person out of every thousand of you who are listening to our radio show right now that doesn't know about Roundup. Everybody else probably knows about Roundup, and I think maybe it's, 10, 50 people out of every 1,000 who haven't used Roundup in one form or another. I mean, it's a very popular herbicide. It was manufactured by Monsanto Company. It was introduced in 1974. It's a way to kill weeds and grass and leave the crops and plants intact. And if you have a garden, if you have even a lawn, If you have a barrier between your lawn and where the plants are and anything else, you're using Roundup a lot of times to kill the weeds. You're using it to address the issue. Yeah, it's used commercially. It's used. It has a what's called glyphosate in it. It's a carcinogen that can cause non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. The U.S. Geological Survey has estimated the glyphosate usage estimate is about 2.6 billion pounds, 2.6 billion pounds of herbicide in the U.S. land over the last two decades. I can't say U.S. land has been used in land over the world in the last two decades. Stop and think about that. You've got people applying this. And, you know, I can go to my bottle of Roundup that I've got sitting in my garage, and I think we can all. And if you look at the instructions, there's no warning, and there's nothing that tells you you should have a mask on. There's nothing. Of course, got the thing of don't swallow it, don't eat it, don't spray it directly in your face, but nothing that gives you warnings about exposure. And then the question comes, have you been exposed? Now, we're always going to, whenever we talk to you, ask you if you were exposed at home, if you were exposed at work, if you were exposed at both places, where you exposed, did you work for a while on any kind of agricultural setting? You can be down, you can be the farms down in Alamosa, the potato farming down that area. You can be in the mushroom farming. You can be dealing with the wheat that's being grown. And if Monsanto or Roundup or any of these, this deadly chemical has been used and you've been exposed through mass spraying or even single spraying from your own little container where you're just spraying it on, you've been exposed. This gives you an exposure and makes you more vulnerable. It doesn't mean you've got it, but it makes you more vulnerable to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Right, and so all these companies, this is a failure to warn, and this applies to all kinds of products, right? Transvaginal mesh products, Invokana, talcum powder, all these products, it's a failure to warn. It's a calculated risk these companies take. But they know this, and these people know this years ago, and they manufacture and produce the product anyway. Now, I'm going to switch a little bit to a different product I'm not going to name right now, but we've seen correspondence on a different product that says, internal correspondence in the companies that says, we can't tell the public about this. We know it, but we can't tell the public or they're never going to buy the product. We're not going to be able to market it. We're not going to have a market for it. Now, once you see that, then you understand the companies know, and they take a calculated risk because they don't warn anyone about the product or the consequences of the product. Now, back to Roundup. So, questions you should ask. If you have somebody, you have to have a diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, period. If you don't, you're not in the Roundup product category. Then, the next question you should be asking, if you got yourself involved or a family member involved, or killed, then the next question should be answered is, was there exposure? What kind of exposure, right? And Brad just covered some of it. Home use exposure, that can qualify. You know, you have exposure at work. You have exposure both at work and at home, right? And then the state or the states where you were exposed, it might be different states. It might be one state on the East Coast, one on the West Coast. But the continuous exposure to Roundup is a qualifying criteria that you need to be thinking about. The diagnosis, the continuous exposure using the product frequently. Another question people ask, Brad, is an important question. Were you ever in the military? Why? You might have been exposed to a chemical there. Agent Orange was one in Vietnam. And so they want to know, and so these companies look for a way that other things cause your cancer. Did you ever smoke other than Roundup? But remember, there's many different kinds of lymphoma, many different kinds of cancer. This has to be a specific non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and non-Hodgkin's cancer. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. You can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Brad, let's talk a little bit more about Roundup and the continuous exposure to this product, because that leads to the conclusion on Science Day, science event, that the chemical caused the cancer.
Sure. Obviously, if your exposure is once a year when you sprayed your sidewalks, and that's all, and you put the Roundup away and that's it, and obviously, and you weren't really being exposed to it, that's going to be a whole lot different than a person who is gardening year-round and is exposed to it as a result of the gardening year-round and is on being exposed on regular occasions. That's different from the workers who are working in the fields and are being exposed to it on a daily basis year-round or for half the year on a daily basis while it's being sprayed, and then are also, not only while it's being sprayed, but are also coming back along those paths where it's been sprayed and having to work in those areas and are being exposed to it, both in being exposed to it, both inhaling and in their hands and getting onto them where they're having more of a chance it's going to get into their system and it's going to affect them. Each case is on its own. Each case requires its own bit of studying, its own bit of review, its own bit of understanding and how it's affected you. Also, there's going to be questions about how it was used. And so they're going to ask you, were you wearing gloves? Did you have a mask? There's nothing that indicates that I know of that Roundup ever told people if it's going to be used, you should use a mask or you should be careful about any kind of inhaling. Well, they say don't inhale the product, obviously, but about what I would call secondary inhaling or inhaling that's because it's been sprayed there and now you're working in the garden. So you go, you spray the area, and then you go thin the plants. Now you put yourself right next to the Roundup, and now you're getting yourself more exposure. So these are all questions that have to be asked and answered and dealt with as you're going through the situation. Usually you work backwards on these things. And what I mean backwards is you start with, do you have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? If you have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, then you start trying to figure out, is there a cause? And is that cause a derivative of your Roundup, or is it a cause of something else?
You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900, 795-5900. We're on your side. Why do we cover the MDL at the beginning of this part of the show? Because you have power in numbers. You can do something about this. You're not on your own. I mean, you might have hundreds or thousands of people that joined in an MDL, a multi-district litigation. And how do you think the company deals with that? How do you think they deal with talcum powder? How do you think they deal with transvaginal mesh cases? How do you think they deal with Invokana, Eliquis, and on and on. Now we're talking about Roundup, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Now, they always going to defend by saying there was something in your past, there was something like a military service, Agent Orange, you had HIV before. This needs to be investigated, but you can investigate it. But one thing I want you to understand, you don't have to have actually used Roundup if you were exposed to it by the use of others at home, work, and that sort of thing. But continuous exposure is one of the bigger elements. Another thing we want you to know is just because they said, well, your family has a history of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So therefore, since you had a history, your family history, that's what your problem is. It's not the Roundup. You know, some people do inherit, DNA mutations from a parent that increase their risk for some types of cancer. That's well known as science. But non-Hodgkin's lymphoma is not one of those cancer types often caused by inherited symptoms or inherited mutations. You have to know these things. You have to have a legal game plan, okay? In other words, having a family history of lymphoma does not necessarily increase your risk of getting lymphoma, but when you're exposed to Roundup or the cancer-causing chemical ingredient, then it does, and that's what we call Science Day. Does the science support this fact, right? Does the science support the fact and connect the dots between continuous exposure, a diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and the devastating consequences it has upon you and your family? You can call us anytime, right? 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, our law firm. We've done it for over 30 years. We can help you navigate the insurance maze, navigate the product and pharmaceutical and medical device maze. 303-795-5900. Next week, we're going to be talking about opioids. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, Champions of the People. We'll see you next week.